name and phone number after the beep. We will return your call.
Hey, baby. It's me. I wanted to call you about something that I've just had on my chest for a while. I wanted to tell you sooner, but I didn't know how to approach it with this subject. To be frank, I wouldn't have been able to tell you face to face anyway, so telling you through a voicemail might actually be better. Well, I've been seeing your sister. Not like in a casual way, more of an intimate relationship, kind of. I'm sorry. I'm sorry you had to find out like this. I'm sorry to tell you this way. I couldn't lie to you anymore. Your sister's amazing, and I just needed to... I needed to be with her. You're probably wondering how this happened. Okay. It started during this Netflix date that we had like a month back, you know, when I stayed the night when it started raining. I don't know if you remember, but you were so entertained with the movie that you may not have noticed. I told you I was going to the bathroom, but in reality, I went back to check on your sister. I just stood in the hallway, looking through the crack in her door. She had her headphones on while she was watching something on her phone. She was so cute, with these little shorts on and a yellow tank top. And I guess she wasn't wearing anything underneath, because I could see her... I could see her nipples poking out. Just thinking back on it, she must have been watching something naughty, because when I was just about to leave, she shifted her body, and I could see her touching herself. Holy shit, your little sister is so fucking hot. She was rubbing herself. She started off by rubbing her clit and producing these adorable, muffled moans into her pillows. And I kept watching her. And I got so turned on. And then she started playing with her hard nipples. And her toes started to curl. And after seeing that, I couldn't take it anymore. I looked down the hallway to see if you noticed that I was gone. And I only heard the movie. So I knew you weren't paying attention to me. I unbuttoned my pants and snuck a hand down into my panties and started touching my own clit. I had to cover my mouth with my other hand to keep any sounds from coming out of my mouth. Her moans were so intoxicating, I forgot about everything. I started shaking. I must have lost my balance because I fell forward and I fell into her room. I looked up and she was shocked. As shocked as I was. I got up quickly and covered her mouth to keep her from making any noise, to keep her from alerting you. I told her, please, to be quiet and not to scream. I remember feeling so frightened. My heart was beating out of my chest. Luckily, she seemed to relax as I let my hand off of her mouth. And we looked into each other's eyes, and it was like magic. And from there, I don't know what happened, but we just fell into each other's arms. And I remember being on top of her and kissing her soft lips with my hands inside her tank top. She seemed to like it when I pinched her nipple a little. It was so exciting to see your little sister like that. I let go of her lips and started trailing kisses down her silky, smooth body. I looked up at her while I was going down her body and saw her biting her lip. She looked so sexy. Getting to the front of her crotch, I could see the want in her eyes. I just had to tease her more. I pulled down her shorts and saw her pink panties were soaking wet. At first, I wanted to tease her with kisses on the outside of her pussy. And that got her all worked up. She started to clench onto the bed frame with her right hand. And then while she was enduring all of my kisses, I just went for it. In one quick move, I moved her panties aside and I went down on her. She moaned so loud, I had to cover her mouth again with something. So I took her panties off and I put them in her mouth. I put your sister's panties in her mouth. The shock on her face from me being so aggressive, stuffing her own panties in her mouth, was so adorable. I just kept eating her out with those moans that she was making through her panties. And I kept caressing her tits with my hands. I almost wish you could have been there. But maybe not. I don't know. I just thought I should tell you. I thought you should know. And I think you should also know that I don't want to stop. But I don't want to stop with you either. Is that okay? I don't know. I made plans to see her again tomorrow. Maybe I can see you tonight. And we can talk about how to move forward. Or, if you're not comfortable with this, you can tell me, I don't know, to fuck off, or you could prove to me that you're the one worth staying with. I don't know what you want to do. I don't know. But I'm open to hearing what the options might be. So, call me back, and we'll talk about it.